I better get my book here. I'm reading from my book, which many of you heard me read from many times, but I'm not reading any of my growing up poems, my coming of age poems, my Arkansas poems. Hey. Okay. I'm going to my darker side this time. And let's see what can come out of my dark side. Well, the first one is a dream poem that was inspired by Andrew Wyeth's Christina's World. In this poem, I was able to bring in the titles of 11 of Andrew Wyeth's paintings. Now, if you can't pick them out here, maybe you'll have to buy my book for 10 bucks and take it home. But anyway, I've missed you, by the way, and I think of you all the time. It's just that my life doesn't let me get out like I like to get out. But anyway, tasting the cider apples. I think one's art goes as far and as deep as one's love goes, Andrew Wyeth. She dreams she is in Christina's world, having trod up the hill to have Andrew capture the translucent linen house dress beneath which ample thighs and hips, longing for tender, caring attention, shiver with desire and maybe even lust. She has stopped to taste the cider apples buried in the snowshoe between the oak roots and finds them to be bitter, but knows the sweetness will come at the house where Andrew paints, as the house where Andrew paints nears, and the marsh hawk leads the way to ecstasy. Staring back across the winter field, she dares to think of George with his faraway stares, reliving a storm at sea of which he will not speak. She knows he wants her with him. He wants her free of him. Turning slowly on the emerald moss, she starts back up the hill, following distant thunder once again. In simple black dress, she sits for him on threshold, her back against panel door with porcelain knob, staring into the easel space where Andrew works his craft. She is Christina now. The shadows come and go, the hours pass. Winter sun rouges her ashen features. Andrew puts down brush and heads for her. The winter bees buzz around. Vertigo sets in. The skillet smokes on stovetop. The bacon is lifted off. The eggs are broken. One has a double yolk. She makes sure she cooks that one hard for George. She makes sure she tells George she loves him. This title works its way into the poem. When aged man the classics re-pursues, he puts to rest dour thoughts of grief and pain, releasing mind from grip of sure ennui, pursuing active life in full again, to dwell on future tense once more and gain. The stars that lately have grown dim have luster never seen before, and golden glow of sun's rays bring forth blooms in gardens tiled in paneled cloistered rooms, A barren mind need not forever rest, but search for ways to meet the sternest test. Forever now is fear. I'm knocked prostrate by your absence, am afraid. I fear the barren garden where once you joyfully toiled. I fear the emptiness of night, once aglow with love. Most of all, I fear a solitary me. The daffodil, the aster, and the mum will in their own season find their grave to be where once their beauty shone, I cannot carry on alone the duty that was yours to prune, rake, and feed to give them life. The shrillness of my cries that fill the day in no way takes the place of your arias of joy that made the dreariest of days the ones most filled with sunshine. The unmussed pillow next to mine brings melancholy, where once the promises of love brought the silken embraces and kisses to bond the two of us together forever. Forever now is fear. I am alone. The garden, the halls, and the bed are still here. The flowers, songs, and love are gone. I am alone. One of the highlights of a lot of our lives, moviegoers would go over to Squirrel Hill to the theater, and the lady would be standing outside with her violin playing. This is inspired by her. On hearing Juliana play, let me make sure it takes me a while to get this newfangled stuff. Okay. On hearing Juliana play outside the movie house. Her stature shows that she was schooled in the proper way to hold her tools, consisting of a bow and fiddle, with fingers placed right in the middle so she can reach the frets with ease and play the melodies that please the folks who come to see the show inside the old run-down bijou. She, too, has seen much better days, as in her reverie she plays the reels, waltzes, hornpipes, or jigs that symbolize her sidewalk gigs. Bright flowered gypsy pleated gown flows gracefully to the cement ground. With hair swept up by matching tie, she does much better than get by. No calls for alms come from her lips, but readily they give their tips to show the love felt for her art. Quick, pay before the movie starts. The who of me. Reflected in my brain is not the wholesome image I had thought, but merely a lone corpus filled with pain, where dreams of life's perfection come to naught. I've not the poise of restless stag in heat, hoof set to answer nature's manly call. I lack the drive to make my life complete, and can but only take one step and stall. The driving force behind this lifelong angst has been a fear of failing to impress. I've been a member of the anxious ranks whose issues fall on deaf ears to redress. Come forward, passion, lust, and fierce desire. Come rid my soul of lack of ecstasy. Create within an ever-burning fire that smothers all the guilt I have in me. Awake, golden sunrise of my being. Come forward, bring to me imprisoned life. Once blinded eyes have become all-seeing, and joy has taken over from the strife. I now gain great comfort from believing that deeds I do are mine, and mine alone. I will not spend my life retrieving regrets for which I have no reason to atone. I watch you through a thousand different dreams. I am alone in this building, no one to stoke the fire, turn down the bed. Archways lead to darkness. Everything is gone. Nothing is missing. Something seems wrong. I watch you through 100 different dreams, discovering lostness or foundness. You slither constantly to the glow cast by my asking, or unfold wings to flutter from me, taking what you own, tossing aside the rest, spread out before you like a summer picnic. You've made a bargain with your body. Mine has become hollow in this building where I am alone, shouting for silence, fighting for inner peace. Everyone is gone. No one is missing. Can nothing ever be right again? Thank you.